Viter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Stav Lamed Beis. Picking up on Lamed Aleph from the Beis, by the bottom of the Beis. Four lines up from the bottom. With the words Amar Rebbe Chelbo. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Chelbo, Chazina Leil Rav Huna Dekarech La Me'echad Klape Shema. I said when he rolled up the mezuzah, he started from the left and rolled it towards the right. And that is from the word Echad towards the word Shema. Ve'osa Parshios Stumos. And he made the Parshios Stumos. What does that mean? That means that you have two paragraphs in the mezuzah. One is Shema, and the other is Vahaya im Shema. And Rav Huna would make the paragraphs of the mezuzah closed, stumos, meaning that he'd write the last words of the first paragraph for the beginning of a line, leave a space in the middle, and then begin the second paragraph for the end, at the end of that line, right? That's one way of understanding it. Or what he would do is he would leave the beginning of the first line of the second paragraph blank, and then he would continue with it. So he would make them two separate things. May say for Gemara, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir Haya Kosva al Duchsust. Hashem. Al Duchsustus Kimindaf. Rabbi Meir used to write a mezuzah on a Duchsustus. Says Rashi, Duchsustus is Klaf Shalo Niklaf. A parchment that wasn't peeled. Kimindaf Kimin Amud Shabisfarim Aruka Uksara. A klaf is an outer layer, which is called a klaf because of klipa. It can be peeled off. It's a thin layer. And then you have the one on the bottom is the duchsusu. So you would write like that. And you would do it in a way that it would be like long and narrow column rather than one that was wide and short, like tefillin are written here. It was wide and long, right? It was done like it's done in a Sefer Torah. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Vosa Revach Mil Maila Varech Umata. And he would make a space on top and a space on the bottom. And he would make Vosa Parshas Psuchos. He'd make the Parshas Psuchos open. What does that mean? It means that it begins at the beginning of a new line, and the one before it was entirely blank, or it's blank at the end. Amarti Lo, and I said to him, Rebbe, Matam, what's the reason that you make them open? In the Torah, they're written in a way that is closed. But the paragraph of Shema is followed by a closed space, and that is, the space is closed by the next paragraph, whose writing begins at the end of the line following the space. Why do you not do the same thing in the mezuzah? So Amar Li says back to me that Hol ve'ein smuchos min haTorah, because they're not next to each other in the Torah. These two paragraphs, Vahaya and Shema, are not one right next to the other. Therefore, I make the space following the Shema in the mezuzah open, despite the fact that it's closed in the Sefer Torah. From Rav Chanan Omarav, Halacha Rishu min alazal chazakim, my lav psuchos, isn't it in reference to the idea of making the mezuzah's paragraphs open, and that Rav Paskind, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Rav's din here is contradicting that which is Talmud of Huna. He made him open. He made the paragraphs closed. Lo, no, that's not what we're talking about. Arevach. Rav's din is according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, is in reference to the space at the top and the bottom of the mezuzah. But in reference to the space following the Shema paragraph, Rav did not rule that it is to be open. Okay, now we're going to go into the discussion about the din, about the space at the top and the bottom. But Kama Reva, how much space is the leave at the top and the bottom of the mezuzah? Amar Benashia Bar Yaakov, Amar La, Amar of Shmuel Bar Yaakov, Kimlo Atba de Sifre, the size of a clips that they used to use for the safri, for the scrolls. And this is talking about the sofer. We wanted to keep the scroll, this parchment, from curling up when it's being written on. Therefore, they have these clips. And they're made by making a Rashi. She says you take that like a piece of wood and you split it down the middle, and then you have that piece of wood there is holding it down that it shouldn't go and flop open, right? So the size of the clip is the method needed for the thing to be held between one's thumb and their finger. And that's how much space has to be left on the top. Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef, Va'at lo tizbra dechi amar Rav Arava Revach. And Abaye says to Rav Yosef, right, we're trying to bring it right here that Rav's din was talking only about the space at the top and the bottom. And do you not also hold that when Rav said his din, he's talking specifically in reference to the space at the top and the bottom, but not in reference to the actual setup of the paragraphs? For Rav Islay Minhaga Rav holds that the minug is istli minhaga. Rashi says, "Can mafarish im yavo liyo." In other words, that the minug is what's going to tell us how to go. Like va'idna nog alma b'stumos. And now, this, what's the minug? The minug is right. The mezuzah is stumos. So Rav couldn't have meant that the paskin, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, that the paragraphs in the mezuzah should be open. How do I know Rav considered that he holds of this yavo minug? Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Kan, Amar Rav. If Elio comes and he tells us that we can do chalitza with a shoe, then we would listen. But if he said ein cholzen besandal, if he says that you can't do it chalitza with a sandal, then ein shomlo, we wouldn't listen to him. You know why? Shekfar nagu am besandal, because the minaga oilum is to do with a sandal. V'rav Yosef, Amar Rav Kan, Amar Rav. V'mi yavo Eliyahu v'yomer ein cholzin b'minhal shomer lo. If he said you don't do it with a minhal with a shoe, we'd listen. Ein cholzin b'sandal ein shomer. He said you don't do chalitza with a sandal. We wouldn't listen to him. Shekvar nagu am b'sandal, because the velt always does with the sandal. V'aminu may benayu. We said, what's the difference between these cases here? Minhal lechatchila ike benayu. Whether it's lechatchila to use a shoe, when Eliyahu has not yet come and told us about this, that's going to be the difference. And Rabbi, who says that we would listen to Leo if he would allow to use the use of a shoe, that's mashma that with Leo coming to tell us that we don't do the chetchila. Rav Yosef said that we would listen to Leo if he would not allow us to use a shoe, implies that until then we do allow this even the chetchila. But Manavsech, we see here that Rav considers a minog to be a decisive shtickle. And when he paskin, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, then he couldn't have meant it in reference to making the mezuzahs paragraphs open, since the custom is to make them close. Elav Shema Amina Revach must be that we're talking about here the space at the top of the bottom. Shema Amina, that's what the discussion was about. Okay. However, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar mitzvah lasos in stumos. He says, "No, listen. The mitzvah to do it. It's ideal way. So the mitzvah is stumos. Like the minhag. V'i avdina avdinu psuchos shapir dami. But if he did it with their clothes, stumos, then it's fine. Umay psuchos to come. Rabbi Shimon Elazar. What is it referencing when it says stumos? It means af psuchos. It would even make them open." So he'd be masking with the minog, according to which the mezuzah's things are closed, but he would validate the mezuzah even if it was open. So it might be that when Rav said, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, who said Rav Meir did, he maybe was meant to rule that they're open, I mean the mezuzah is good even if they are made open. Lema Messiah, let's bring a brass that back this up. Kayotsebo. Similarly, Sefer Torah, Shabbalah, Utfilin Shekbalu. Let's say for Sefer Torah that got worn out, right? Or Tfilin that also are all worn out. It says Tfilin Kedushas on Tamura Achamura Mimezuza. The Kedusha that's more Chamur, Shish, but Dala Pashas, four Pashas. So these are good things. Ain Osin Man Mezuza. You can't make them into a Mezuza. You can't take out the part that has Shema and Vahaya, which are in the tefillin, and use it as a mezuzah. You don't lower from a kedusha chamur to a kedusha kala. When it says it's kala, because it's only two paragraphs, and the tefillin is four. Ha, marid and osin. If we would be allowed to lower the mitzvah, then we could make this tefillin, or that we could make a Torah or a tefillin into a mezuzah. Amai, how could you do that? Hachas tumas hachapsuchos. Can't do it, because in the Torah, the paragraphs are closed, but in the mezuzah, it's supposed to be open according to Rameir. So it must be that according to Rameir also, that of mezuzah are closed. And when it says that Rameir would make them open, what it means is that he would say that the mezuzahs are good even if they were to be open. Says Gemara, who says, Dilma lahashlim, Rameir maybe he says that the mezuzahs, things have to be open. Maybe the Brisa means only that if it were mutter to demote something to a lesser kedusha, one could use the word Torah in order to complete an incomplete mezuzah. As is Dilma Hadad Akinan, Omerid and Osin Shem Chasim Mitfilin Mezuzah. Right? Then you could go and add to it. Says Gemara, Homerid and Osin? Really? It would have been mutter to lower a mitzvah from higher kedusha to lower kedusha? Like, take a Sefer Torah tefillin to make into mezuzah? Would you have even thought that? For a time, we looked in a braisa. Halacha lamoshe misinai tefillin ala klaf mezuzah al duchsustus. we welcome Mr. Messina that the tefillin has to be written on klaf and the mezuzah on this on the lower part. Klaf, bimkom basar, on klaf, one writes on the surface that it's that's in the place of meat. I mean, you write on that side of it, on the side that's closer to the meat, the surface of the klaf that's exposed when it's split, and dchsustus. You write in the surface that with the place of the hair. So how could the previous brisa be mashma that if it were mutter to downgrade the kedusha tefillin to that of mezuzah, it would be mutter to use of the old tefillin for a mezuzah. Tefillin are written on the klaf, and the mezuzah written on the chsustas. There's more le mitzvah. The lechem shisina means it's the mitzvah. That's the ideal situation. But if you didn't do it like that, it would be fine also. I have a tanya shina puzzle. Everybody says if you change the way that's done, that's going to be possible. So it seems to say that tefillin mezuzahs can't be written on the same type of parchment. So the Gemara, bitfillin, that's talking about just tefillin. The Baisa means to say that tefillin that was not written in the klaf, but in tzusas is not, that's all it means. But it's not going to say that a mezuzah is written on the klaf. It's going to be a problem. Iva Tanya, but once in a brisa, Shina bein bezeh bein bezeh basel. Either way, it's going to be basel. Either between both of us talking about tefillin. Vata kasvin in a klaf, makom sear, and that which is referring, and this one refers to where one wrote them on a klaf in the place of the hair. Right, we're looking at the brisa above that when somebody read in the klaf, when it's to write on the surface that is closest to the meat. The brisa is teaching that if one went against that and you wrote the part of the hair, it's going to be no good. Even though you wrote the tefillin on the klaf, like we have to do, they're going to be no good because it's written on the wrong side of the klaf. The ha, the other one, beep, turned up, hey, some of these. The chasvinu adchsustus mumkos basar. It's talking about where you wrote them adchsustus even in the place of the meat. Even if you've written them on the meat part, which is what some for tefillin, they're going to be no good because they're written adchsustus rather than on the klaf. Or you can say that Shina Bazeh Bazeh Tanoihi. It's actually Machlokas Tanoim. That is the time went to the Baisa. Shina Bazeh Bazeh Pasol. Rabbi Acha Machshir, Mishum Rabbi Achai, Rabbi Chanina, V'Amalam Ishmei, the Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina. So we see there's a Machlokas, whether or not it's going to be no good if one would switch from one or the other. Hamoridin Osen. Perdon, that's actually a question. In fact, the Gemara, Homo Ridin Osin, is it really true that if it were to be true, Homo Ridin Osin, that we could lower it, this one Kedusha to another, then we could actually make a mezuzah from tefillin that are worn out? V'lo bayu sirtut. You know, mezuzah needs a sirtut. Sirtut is like when you make these scratches etching along the whole thing. Then you write the mezuzah. Every line has to put the nail and going across. So how about you sirtut? Damar of manyumi bar chilkia amar rav chama bar guria amar rav kol mezuzah she'enu sirtetes psula. Any mezuzah that doesn't have that is going to be possible. V'rav minyamin bar chilkia didei amar. And he himself says that sirtut shel mezuzah halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So clearly, how could you say that you can make a mezuzah from tefillin that are worn out if it doesn't have those lines? Tanoi, he says, Machlokes Tanoim, the time went to Nebaisa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said in the name of Rabbeinu. Tefillin mezuzah nechtavos shelo min ksav. The mezuzah can be written without copying it from a ksav, from a text. Vein tzrichos sirtut, and does not need sirtut. So we see this is a machlokes. What's halacha? Tefillin lo bayu sirtut. That's actually the halacha. Mezuzah bayu sirtut, but mezuzahs do need it. V'idivini nechtavos shelo min ksav. Both of them, tefillin and mezuzahs, can be written without copying it from the text in front of you. My time, what's the pshat? You do it without a text, because migras, grisin, these are things which are gar, people know these things called. Rashi says, Ruhutinim bifi kol adam ve'ein tornem. People know this well, and they don't make mistakes. You don't have to copy it from something else. As opposed to if a person's writing out the Torah or sorts, then you'd have to be copying it from something. Amr Avchelba, Ana Chazise, the Rav Huna. I saw Rav Huna to have a Yosef, a Puria, the Sefer Torah, Alei, who wanted to sit on a bed that they had a Sefer Torah that was on the bed. We've seen this somewhere else. I saw this somewhere else. Yep, Moed Katan Chafei. So he wanted to sit on the bed that there was a Torah on it. The Kaf Lekada Ara. And before sitting himself on the bed, he turned a jug on the ground. So he made some sort of stand on the ground, which is Kafa Kad Ala Arts. The Anachale Sefer Torah. He put the Sefer Torah on it. The Hada Yosef meet with any when he sat on the bed. Rashi says, "V'niyah Sefer Torah lo, if you say Sefer Torah munachal rosha v'haya rotsa leishay v'lamita." The Hada Yosef meet any when he sat down. Kasaver aser leishay v'gabi mita she Sefer Torah munachal la. So we see the Rav Huna is holding that it's aser to sit on a bed on which the Sefer Torah is resting. Upligid the Rabbah v'rechana, don't remember v'rechana, Rabbi Yochanan. What to leishay v'gabi mita she Sefer Torah munachal la? It's what to go sit in such a bed. Then l'chashcha. Adam, Lomar, if someone whispers to you and says, Maisa Belazar saw Yosef Lamita, and that there was a story about Belazar who was sitting in the bed. Veniska Sefer Torah Munachalei, remember the Sefer Torah was written on it. Venishmat V'yashav Al-Gabi Karka, then he slid off and he sat down on the ground, V'doma Kamisha Kisho Nachash, and he acted like something like a snake had bit him, which is proving over here he's not allowed to sit on it. Hasam Sefer Torah Gabi Karka, there, that case is the Torah is sitting on the ground, which is that's what shocked Belazar and caused him to act in such a fashion. Rashi says that Haya Sefer Torah Mushlach was like thrown down. The Ika Bizyona Yaseira was a big bizion. Therefore, he was in a state of tsar from that. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ksava Igeris. If one wrote the mezuzah like a letter, he wrote it like you'd write one. Without making the lines on the parchment, without being careful with the spells, if there's extra letters like vavs or yods are lacking, then psul is going to be no good. My time, how come? Because asya ksiva ksiva mi sefer, we learn now ksiva ksiva from a sefer. That is that we have, says Rashi, ksiva ksiva uksaftam amazazos v'kasaf la sefer krisos. Inami kasaf zos zecher b'sefer. Ma sefer boy diktuk af mezuzah boy diktuk, right? So either from Gittin or from Sefer's diktuk, and therefore this does as well, meaning a sefer Torah. Okay. The Amar Avi Amar Shmuel Tala'a b'makel. Someone hugged the mezuzah by putting it on a rod, right in the door pass. So it says the mezuzah pesach b'makel. Still no good. My time abisha arecha b'nei, because it needs to be in your gates. And this over here is not considered that. Tanya Rabbi Achiva says the Braisa backs it up. Tlava makol she'nicha al charadelis. If you hung the mezuzah on the doorpost by putting it in a rod, or you put it behind the door, you put it to the wall behind the door, not on the doorpost. Sakana veimba mitzvah. It is a sakana that mitzvah. She says sakana min amazikin. She had a bais mishtamer ba achi kwa enda b'tzuras ha-pesach kilchas. You have to protect the house. Shel beis munba zamelech hayu osim b'pundikoseyen kain. Those of the Ben King Moses' house would do it in there where they would stay with their pundak. They sat by a hotel. They would go, they would put it up. Zeichel mezuzah, like to remember the idea of mezuzah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mitzvah La'nicha B'soch Chalal L'Shapesach. It's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah in the confines of the doorway, to put it in the inner of the doorpost rather than to outer face, which is facing the street. Don't put it to the outer face of the doorpost, even though you'd still be putting it on the doorpost. It's got to be in the inner. She says, "B'zoch chalal pesach v'lo mibachutz," not from the outside. Pshita, obviously, b'sha orecha, Amar Rachman. Pesach says b'sha orecha. So probably it's got to be inside this, inside the doorway. Why do you have to teach us this? Over the Gemara, Salkatay dechamina, hol v'amar Rava mitzvah nicha. Since Rava said that it's a mitzvah to place, beep, turn the page, let me give him a half. B'tefach ha-samach rishus ha-rabim, within the tefach that's closest to the street. Then, come the rachi k'ma'ili, the further away from the house is the better. K'mashvon, therefore, comes to tell you that, no, the mitzvah is to place the mezuzah within the confines of the doorway itself.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.